From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A vehicle drove into a group of people in the western German city of Munster Saturday, killing several of them and probably the driver. Mass-selling Daily Bild reported it online edition that three people had died in the incident. It showed pictures of where police had cordoned off an area in the city. The incident evoked memories of a December 2016 truck attack in Berlin that killed 12 people. Accusations that Russia's behind elections meddling around the globe and attacks on individuals prompted the White House to impose sanctions against Russian individuals and companies.
The sanctions will be imposed on seven Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control, 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
The Trump administration says the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs in Chinese goods. In retaliation, China has unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs. Those include soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiefner does not like the president's approach to this.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are worked out with Beijing. This is VOA News.